He was in the boat in the beginning of Shabbos, so even though the boat went out of the pool, it was docked in a place that was less than 10 feet above the ground. He could walk the entire area of the boat, even though the boat is very large, because he was there from the beginning of Shabbos. And Nifchus was doing it in the Shabbos. The walls fell down on Shabbos. If it's traveling, the boat is in motion, then it could also go as much as it wants, because the speed is constantly moving from one daladam to the next anyway. It's not in motion, and it took him out of his tomb. He's only allowed to walk within daladam, so there he is. Amos says, in them, so yesh boi. This is yud, and the roishin, heinoi. And so there's one point in the middle that it has, and the fix is at 10. The top it does not have, the fix is 10. It's deeper in the middle, and then on the sides it gets higher up. So focus on angle going up. Even so, the whole thing is finished. It's a yochin, but it's on an aircraft carrier, he can walk the whole thing. The filo ain't a cloud. Rak yeshva lachka yud. Even doesn't have an area which is 10 tefachim, like 4 tefachim, then if you could, it's a solid piece and you could etch into it if you would want to. The area that would end up with mechitzas of 4 tefachim between, and a panami, that is also acceptable. The nice thing, we pass him that if you top of the pillar roads, it also be sinu shesu yochot. So it's one big solid piece that's 4 tefachim tall, it's also sinu shesu yochot.